Welcome to Bucket List with me, Monique Chambers. Every week, I'll be talking to different business people, artists, sports people, and other personalities about things that they've done in their life and things that they want to do. Join me and dig deep. Welcome to this week's Bucket List with me, Monique Chambers, and my very special guests this week. I have Wayne Marshall and also Jennifer Marshall. So, hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
Welcome to our programme. I was just saying earlier how I was listening to you play yesterday and now I'm interviewing you. It's just kind of such a small world.
Well, I mean, because of course Classic FM tend to play my Rhapsody in Blue a lot, don't they?
Yes, yes, but it's a good one for the traffic. It's a good one.
Yeah, it's all right, yeah. They always play that. I mean, there's lots of other things, so, but...
What else do you like to play then? What's your... one of your favourites?
Well, I mean, the thing is that, you know, I mean, I've recorded a lot of American music. Mm-hmm. That's certainly as a conductor and pianist, those are two things that I really have, done most work mm-hmm. with, I think. I mean, all the four works of George Gershwin, the Piano Concerto, the Rhapsody in Blue, the Second Rhapsody, and the I Got Rhythm Variations are, you know, pieces which I always like to conduct and play.
Mm-hmm.
Just basically because then I want everything to sound exactly as I would like it to sound, you know. I mean, it's always hard for me to work with other conductors who maybe don't have the same vision for the music.
Do you close your eyes when there's another conductor?
Well, it depends who the other conductor is, but 99% of the time I like to play it and conduct it, you know, so that's how it always goes. And then, you know. And then, as an organist, I mean, you know, there's, of course, the standard works like the Saint-Saëns Third Symphony, there's the Concerto for Strings and Timpani by Francis Poulenc, and there's the Yongen Symphony Concertante. I mean, there's lots of other big pieces that are also, you know, good for, that I like.
And do you get to choose, because you play all over the world,
yeah.
Do you get to choose what you're going to play, or is it like, oh, we need a bit of this for this audience, or, you know, when you, because you play in Prague and Cologne, and you've got all sorts of things going on at any one time, is there a difference in the styles, or do you think, no, I feel like doing this time, I'm going to?
It depends. I mean, a lot of it is, you know, sometimes the promoters would want a certain thing that, you know, they might want to put me, say, to play, you know, some of the Gershwin piano and orchestral work, so I can just generally choose which ones.
They're the most fun, aren't they?
Yeah, surely? They're the most fun, yes. It's always a mixture of two, really, I think.
And do you prefer to conduct only or conduct and play? Do you have a...
Well, as I said, you know, anything that of any of the George Gershwin works for piano and orchestra, I always prefer to conduct and play, mm-hmm. definitely, no question about it. But I mean, the thing is that you're asking me whether I like, do I prefer playing or conducting? I mean, I enjoy both, but if you had to ask me, you know, which I really enjoy, I mean, I suppose, you know, being as a soloist is my preferred favourite because it's just me.
Just you. Mm-hmm.
And I'm totally in control, and, you know, it's a kind of... You know, it's what I'm doing then. You know, I have nothing else to worry about but myself. But I mean, of course, I love to conduct. So
got no one else to cover you either, though.
No, exactly. So it's you know, that's it. Yeah,
and Jennifer, you play the piano as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
You play two pianos, you say?
That's my specialization.
So
two pianos.
Do anything together when he has he conducted you? Do you?
He has, yes. Oh my goodness, that's how we met. That's how we met. He conducted me and Glenn, my duo partner. I'm doing Carmina Burana for two pianos and percussion.
Okay.
And choir. And then from then on we went to the Vienna Concert House. We did the Martin Luther piano concerto. He conducted
music
us.
Music Verein,
House. And we did also in Cologne. Mm-hmm. We worked together.
Is there anywhere that you'd really like to work that you haven't worked yet? Because you're chief conductor at in Cologne.
Radio Orchestra in Cologne.
Yeah, and also you're the organist in residence at the Bridgewater Hall.
In Manchester,
yeah.
Yes.
So anywhere else that you want to add to that list?
Well, I mean, my career has taken me to most of the major concert halls in the world. I mean, you know, I can't deny that. I mean, you know, I have travelled extensively, mm-hmm. and so therefore, you know, I've played in most of the major venues. So, you know, you might ask me about, you know, particular ensembles that I like to conduct, and I certainly would love to have a go at conducting the Berlin Philharmonic. I can't deny that.
Yes.
It'd be lovely to. I mean, I've performed with them many mm-hmm. times, and it's quite nice that, you know, you hear musicians saying, "Oh, you know, Wayne, when are you going to come and conduct us?" You know, so
we can lobby them.
Yeah, nice. We'd love to go and work with them. Yeah, sure.
So, you know. We'll do that. So, and you, Jennifer, Anywhere particularly you'd like to?
Well, I'm doing less playing now. We in the last 6 years we've had a couple of children, so that's kept me very busy.
Have they got musical talents? Have you?
They do, yes. We think they do, but we just want them to find their own way. We're not pushing or forcing anything on them. So basically Wayne is away quite a lot of the time. He's traveling quite a lot, so. You know, obviously, the onus is on me to bring up as well our children and take care of everything else. And we travel a lot. I travel a lot with the children to go and see Wayne.
Okay.
So I'm doing much less playing than I was in the past, unfortunately. But, you know.
You got some concerts coming up this month in July. You've got a 10th of July.
Yes, I mean, well, the 10th of July, I will be in Maastricht conducting the South Netherlands Orchestra. We're doing West Side Story, Burnside's West Side Story, with live orchestra.
I really wish I could come.
Yeah, I mean it's a great thing to do. I mean it's scary because you know the film is the film and the film is God basically. So you have to just go with it and that includes all the the synchronizations of the music and the tempi, which of course some of them are really ridiculously fast, but that's how they did it then.
Yep.
And It's really hellish, I have to say. You know, I always said that after the first time I did it, I'd never do it again. And then for some reason they dragged me into doing it again, and then I did it. And then
you
I sort of felt
did it quite well that time. So
well, you know, and you know, it seems that they like. You know, I'm one of the chosen conductors to do this particular thing, which is nice of them to give me this sort of position. But it is hard. You know, it's not easy. I have to say, it's quite stressful.
This is one of those. Once you've done it now, you think, okay, that's going to be ticked off, or...
No, having done it, I mean, the first time is really scary, it really was, but then, having done it a second time, I think, okay, well...
This is your third or fourth...
This is my third time doing it.
Ah, okay. So by the time you did it the second time, I remember you said, actually, I got the hang of this.
That's right, yeah.
I can do it now,
Because there's absolutely no room for interpretation.
No, because you've got such
the thing,
a huge.
You just have to. It's not that.
It's fin. You have the fin going, and then you have the orchestra.
I see.
So all the music is taken out of the film, but the singers are still singing. You see,
and then you have the team coming from America with their ticking clock, and everything is synchronized, and he has to. You know, he has a ticking going on in his click track.
I didn't realize. I thought it was the show.
No. The show will be done. He's doing 9 performances in Genova with the full show, full production, in Teatro Comunale. Is it?
No, in the theater.
And so, are there other pieces like this that you would want to have a go at?
Well,
with new technology, this
is the thing. Yes, but you see, I mean, how they do it with the film is, of course, everything is always recorded separately. Mm-hmm. Music is separate, recorded separately. Singers are in a separate booth, listening to the playback on headphones and stuff. But it's difficult because you see, the thing is that I know the story. I mean, I know West Side Story very well. I've conducted it so many times and so on. But as I said, there is absolutely no room for interpretation, and that does. Make it hard, because what I want to do with it is what I can't do with it. You see what I mean? So it's, so you have to really just follow the Bible and just do it. And but I think that for me it's much better just to do a live event without any having to follow things. I mean, because it's much better just to do my own show.
Are there any instruments? Because only you obviously play the piano a lot and you conduct there and the organ as well. Any other instruments that you'd like to play that you've just not played, or you just think, I wish I could be better at that?
Not really. I'm a pianist and organist, but anyway, I have played. I mean, I have played cello, violin, double bass, and timpani.
Okay.
When I was at school, I played all those instruments.
So the violin is supposedly very challenging.
Violin was too challenging for me because I just couldn't play it in tune, Cello was a little bit easier, at least, because, it's a different position.
Carrying that thing around, though, I always wonder why people choose that.
Well, yeah, I remember the first time I took the cello home, I was very excited, taking it on the train, from Manchester, Victoria to Oldham. And then walking from the station with this thing and playing it at home. I remember. But, I soon got tired of that.
Soon got tired, Just turn up in the pianist there waiting.
Of course, yeah.
Much better choice. So, outside of music, what do you get up to? Do you have chance for much with all the travelling and young children?
Well, the thing is that when I'm at home, I do like to spend the time with the family. This is very important. We... You know, we
have very little family time because we're not a conventional family, whereby he has a 9-to-5 job or we run a local business or something like that. He is away, I would say, 90% of the year, and this is the reality for us. Most people ask me how I manage, but you know, you have no choice but to manage. And so what we do is when I travel with the kids or whether Wayne is at home, we spend as much as possible we spend time together, right? I mean, it's family time. When we travel, for example, when he's got opera, it normally is about a 2 or 3 month stint in one place. What we do is we move the family to that certain place. We find schools, we settle in as if we are just local residents in that particular place. And that is the nice thing about it, that we can then be together as sort of the 9-to-5 job family, because, you know, then he comes back from rehearsals, we have dinner together. But that is actually not very common for us because Wayne is away a lot, so...
But what do you do when you're home? Is it sort of sandcastles? Is it playing in the garden? Is it just regular stuff? Or is there a particular thing that you...
Before the children, we used to like to go diving a lot. Yes. We used to go scuba diving a lot. But now, of course, we have taken that out of our equation. But, you know, if it is springtime, for example, April, we normally go a lot to the beach with the children. Mm-hmm. We spend a lot of time just going out, you know, just doing the normal family things that we would, let's say, would do on a Sunday, but we would maybe do it on a Monday afternoon instead.
I think it's even better without everyone else around at the same time. And when you're travelling, do you get a chance to have any fun at all, or is it literally work, rehearse, and then the shows?
Well, I mean, the thing is that the travelling, you know, is all work related, so you know, it's rehearsals and eating and all the usual things. So it's usually work.
It's very tight normally. Your rehearsal schedule is normally very tight.
Quite tight. And the thing is that I find that I get more time to practice when I'm not at home rather than, because I mean, it's that if I'm on my own, I can just sort of say, well, after rehearsal, I'm now going to go and practice for 3 hours, you see, which I wouldn't be able to do at home.
No, because there's other things and obviously children and everything.
So that's it.
So if you have a concert for one night, for example, how long does it take you to prepare for that one concert?
Well, it's usually, I mean, certainly in Germany, well, in Europe, say, for instance, not in the UK, because the UK is very, it's much more concentrated. They tend to have maybe one day and a general rehearsal. So maybe two rehearsals on the first day and then a general rehearsal and the concert the same day.
And are the other musicians sort of given their homework to rehearse separately and then you all come together for these general rehearsals? Is that how it
works?
Well,
no, we're there rehearsing. But I mean, that's the UK, but I mean, what, in Italy, Germany, France, for instance, it tends to be a whole week, so we maybe start rehearsals on Monday, and then the concert would be on Friday or Saturday. So Monday to Friday, we'll be rehearsing every day from, say, 10 till 1 or 10 to 2.30, as we do in Cologne. And then we have the general rehearsal maybe on, the Thursday or the Friday morning, and then the concert Friday evening or Saturday, whatever. So it's a much better way of rehearsing, because then you really, get into the music and really learn it. And then there's the opportunity, if everything is going well, say, oh, well, we don't really need to rehearse on this particular morning, or we can just do it that way. But it's nice to do that rather than just, I mean, it's nice to be able to sort of, prepare a whole concert in three rehearsals, which is good. But for me, that's really that's not really the point. I like to really make it an event rather than just it's just another
go. Yeah. You can see, I've seen you conducting here in Malta, and it's quite intense, and you sort of, I'm not going to say you're distracted from the music, but I always manage to pick on someone in the orchestra, and you sort of stare at them, and they're having so much fun, or you can see they're doing something else. But when you're conducting, it's quite amusing. It's great for us. It's entertaining to watch. You're one of those conductors that's actually interesting to watch as well.
You would say that.
I love violinists and the percussionists. Mm-hmm. Percussionists are the best. They're always slightly eccentric. And you see them really sort of building up, and then they really get going, and they always look like they're having the best fun.
Yes, it's true.
So and within the orchestra, so now you play piano. Playing the organ, though, is that a lot different?
Well, it is in one way, because obviously, I mean, the piano is an instrument which you have to really master in a way that, for the technical aspects of it, and you create all the different sounds on the piano through the fingers, whereas the organ is an instrument where all the sounds are created for you by registers, and so you have to select all the different sounds. But you know, the most important thing about both instruments is, you know, getting technical fluency on both. I mean, it's very important to be a good pianist, to be a good organist, and this is one thing that's very, very important.
And how did you start with the organ or start with the piano?
I started with piano.
Okay, and so worked your way up, I guess it would be, essentially.
Basically.
Have you played at St. John's, where they have the organ with the... You pour water in the pipes, is it? Or is something really strange?
That's a sort of baroque...
Different kind of thing.
I played the main organ. In the cathedral,
that must be quite something, actually, as well.
That's nice.
Yeah. And have you got other, it's going to sound like a really strange question, other favourite organs you'd like to play?
I've been lucky that I've travelled a lot. The thing is that the place that I've played least, actually, is the United States, North America.
Okay.
And a lot of very interesting instruments there that I'd like to go and play. The best organ in the world I've played already, that's definitely in Notre Dame in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about that. That's definitely the best organ in the world.
Uh-huh.
Best organ in the UK is Westminster Cathedral, the Catholic Cathedral in London.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so... Disney Hall, yes. Yeah, it's great.
You opened the Beijing, the organ there.
So really, on your musical bucket list, it's really the Berlin.
Yeah, I would love to conduct the Berlin Philharmonic. Ah. No question about that. That's one thing that I really would like to do.
Okay. And any other musical aspirations for either of you, both of you?
Yeah, I'd like to conduct Porgy and Bess at the Met. Yeah, I'd like to. You know, I'd love to do that. Yes, that really would be quite fantastic.
The big one. Okay.
Yeah, of course, yes.
And I know music is your life outside of family.
Yes.
What else? What else would you like to do? What can we know about you that you would like to do? Is there a site you'd like to dive? Is there?
I would like to go back into diving because I used to really enjoy that. It would be nice to have more time, of course, with the family. That would be sort of always. We had a very interesting little dinner after one of those rehearsals in Dresden. We were living in Dresden and Wayne was conducting this opera called The Great Gatsby with an amazing, amazing cast. And we were invited to dinner at one of the repetitors' house. And it was nice because it was a mixture of different nationalities. And the host said at one point, just out of nowhere, she said, okay, can we all just say what has been our best thing since we've been all here? I mean, can we just all choose one thing? And, you know, everyone was saying this and that. And, you know, it just struck me that we were together for the first time, the four of us, for a very, very long time. And that's what I said. I said the best thing has been that we had family time.
Just hanging out.
Yes, just being able to see each other every day. It just doesn't happen. You know, it doesn't happen all the time, no. And, you know, I think people really should appreciate family time more when you
that's
have
really
a
sweet.
Lack of it. You realise how much more you need of it.
And what about you, Wayne? Is there something outside of music, again, that you're really, you know, maybe when you were a kid and there was something that you just haven't got around to doing because you've been so busy musically for all of these years now?
Well, you know, I think I have a feeling that before I was really interested in music as a child, I've always been fascinated by aviation, flying and planes and things. And, I mean, I was very lucky. I did fly on Concorde from Barbados to London, which I really enjoyed.
How was that? Is it really noisy when they do the Mach 3
yes,
thing?
Well, yes, but it was just an amazing experience. You know, first of all, to get back to London in 3.5 hours, you know, which normally takes 8. So that was quite fascinating.
They're going to be inventing a new one, I saw, yeah, I hope. It's not classy, no?
It's not the same. The best supersonic plane has been built and is now finished, unfortunately. But, you know, maybe an ambition of mine was to be a pilot. I think I have a feeling that was probably one of my...
And can you not have a go now?
Because you don't like to train on a small
If I want to start training to be a pilot, I want to start flying a 747, not a Cessna.
I know, but can you imagine him going into a cockpit with all of those buttons?
He does.
So you'll start playing it. It's a different instrument.
One present, Christmas present I had bought for you was What was it? A flight training and
flight simulator.
Heathrow. And you actually do get in a proper cockpit and you do the 3-hour training with the pilot. Uh-huh. You know, he gets you to land, to take off, and he was, you know, in complete heavens. It was, this was the best thing ever for him.
Brilliant.
I could get him one of those vouchers every year. He'd be a very happy man.
That's a sort of jambo, isn't it, then? You know, you sort of pretend you've got 300 people behind you.
Exactly, yes. I mean, they make it very real. They make it very real. So.
Did you mess about, or were you actually, did you take it seriously?
No, I'd say, I'm taking it very seriously. Okay. Yeah. The thing is, you know, it's interesting because I understand a lot of the principles of flying. You obviously, you know, you know what, because I fly a lot, so you know what happens, and you watch how they do these things, then, you know. And it's always good to know. You just never know, do you? You know, you just never know, do you?
No, and, this is... What about, what other things then? So, flying a plane, which, you know, quite a big one to do. Any other aspirations, any dreams, any, I would just like to go there and do this, whatever the this is that's not work-related?
Yeah, I think as Jennifer's mentioned, I mean, that, you know, family time is very precious, you know, and this is one thing that I realise now, you know, being married and having children. That, you know, life has changed a lot, and for the better too. I hope so. Well, it is, and, you know, I mean, I know a lot of my colleagues in this situation, you know, are travelling, and, you know, quite a lot of them are divorced.
Divorced, yes. Mm. Most of our friends are divorced.
Yeah, which is you know, a shame. This is something that I never wanted to, you know, I never want this situation to happen. And I think we're very lucky that, you know, and so. But I think we learn by watching how other people have made mistakes. You know, they just think that, you know, having music directorships of 5 orchestras as opposed to 1 is a great thing. Well, unfortunately, it's not. You know.
And we do make a big effort. I mean, it's not easy for me to travel, let's say, from Malta to Canada with a baby and a 1.5-year-old, which was the case a couple of times, two times in a row.
Yeah, you did it twice.
Still breastfeeding and the other one still in nappies. It's extraordinarily difficult, and you think, how am I going to manage in Heathrow and going to Montreal all on my own or to other various places, you know, with 2 babies. But we do make an effort, and you just have to just bear with it, and you know you're going to get through it, and you do it. And but, you know, I think our core, as you can see, our core is music and family, and then, you know, everything else falls into place. So, for example, I try and take the children to as much as, for example, I'm really interested in art exhibitions. Okay. I try and go even in Malta if I find babysitters or whatever, you know, I try and attend as much of those as possible, or I go to a lot of museums when we're abroad, and if there's an exhibition, I'm very interested in contemporary art. But, you know, that is sort of a bit of a lay-by. If we have time, we'll do it. Uh-huh. You know, I make the time for it. And we've been to a number of beautiful exhibitions. But if we manage, we do it. But most importantly, the core of it is rehearsals, family, music.
I think actually you've got... No, I'm not living it myself, but the kids. I hope they're realising they've got quite a lucky upbringing. They get to go and, you know... go to these cities and see you playing in these amazing places. They get to go to some amazing cultural spots.
You're right.
Spots.
I mean, when I think about, you know, when I think about the children, I suppose, you know, we can think about, you know, what we were doing when we were their age and what was on offer for them, you know, for us, you know, I mean, what they've experienced.
Last week we were in Prague. Wayne was conducting Jazz Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis and the Czech Philharmonic. And Wynton Marsalis is there running after... We have photos of him running after them, pretending that the trumpet is a tiger, and they're running after... And we were saying, my God, you know, he's the best trumpeter in the world, and they don't even realise. They're treating him like, you know...
Just a toy.
Yeah. That's the thing,
but that's what they like, you know. That's what Wynton liked. That there was none of this... putting him on a pedestal. We are just normal human beings. We have to go out to eat. We have to rehearse. We are normal people.
No, I have to say, I think it's been absolutely refreshing because you're probably the most famous person I'll ever interview. Thank you very much for coming in. And it's really nice to hear you come in with such an everyday bucket list. You know, your thing is to spend time with your family. It's been really, really lovely talking to you both.
Thank you, Jennifer and Wayne Marshall.
And it was me, Monique Chambers, on this week's Bucket List. Thank you for joining me and my guest on this week's Bucket List. A
I'd also like to thank Samuel Attard and Carmelo Grec, the engineers for this programme.